This is a hypnotic audio, so it should never be listened to while driving an automobile or operating equipment that requires your full attention. Hi, my name is Ruthie Ann, and I want to take you through a hypnotic experience to rid you of your fear and/or anxiety. But first, I need you to associate into that feeling or sensation when you are experiencing this fear and or anxiety. Really associate into that sensation, and it might even help if you close your eyes while doing this. I'll give you a moment. Now, I would like for you to give that sensation a score on a scale from 1 to 10. 1 being a small amount and 10 being extreme. Stop. Now quickly remember what you ate for breakfast or lunch yesterday. What does the temperature feel like where you are? Okay, that's perfect. Now we'll begin. Make yourself comfortable, being sure that your legs are not crossed or touching, and your hands are either by your side or in your lap, not touching. Take a deep breath in, and when you exhale, just allow your eyes to close, but only as quickly as you are willing to allow yourself to release that unnecessary feeling of fear and/or anxiety that you're experiencing. That's right. And now I want you to just focus on those tiny muscles in and around your eyes and imagine having your temples massaged. That's right. Feel how relaxing that can be. And just allow all of those tiny muscles in and around your eyes to relax so much so that they just won't work. And imagine that is happening now. As you listen to my voice, imagine that your eyes are just so relaxed now that they just won't work. Yes, that's right. Now, just imagine that a sea of relaxation is flowing all the way down your body as the surface beneath supports you. Just imagine every muscle, every nerve and fiber relaxing as if there's an anesthesia, allowing this feeling to flow all the way down to your feet. Feel it flowing down, possibly in a circular movement, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Just for a moment, the outside world does not exist. And no one wants anything from you, so you can just relax even more knowing this. However, should you need to respond to an emergency, you can do that with full capacity and come back here and return into this deeply relaxed state that you are experiencing now. And should you hear any noises in your surroundings or in mine, this will simply serve to relax you even more. Now I want you to imagine drifting up out of your body as if you were holding some helium balloons, drifting up out of your body and leaving your physical being there on that surface that is supporting you for just a while. So imagine that is happening as you are listening to my voice. Imagine that you are holding on to those helium balloons and they are taking you higher and higher up into the sky. Imagine drifting so high, and as you look down, imagine you can see that beautiful planet Earth below. Imagine the blue oceans, the green forests. You might even imagine some snow-capped mountains. Now just take a moment to realize how your perspective changes when you look at that planet from this distance. Just think, there are close to 8 billion people on the planet, and you are one of those. And now as you think back, those things that seemed overwhelming no longer have any power over you. Things that seemed hard to do no longer seem that way. They no longer have any power over you. Now, in your mind's eye, between you and that planet sits a target, like an archery target, a massive target way down below you. Imagine you can see the colored bands. You can see the very center of that target. Now, in the very center of that target is every ounce of useless and unnecessary fear and or anxiety that causes both physical and emotional sensations. Every ounce of useless and unnecessary fear and or anxiety that causes physical and emotional sensations is in the center of that target. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to make this sound. And as I make that sound, you are going to be shot like an arrow straight through the center of that target and straight out the other side in a millisecond. But I want you to be brave about this, because as you go through that target, you may experience that sensation of fear and or anxiety that you were experiencing before, even more intensely, but only for a split second, a millisecond. So be brave. This is the last time it is ever going to affect you. So get ready. As I make that sound, you are going to be fired like an arrow straight through the center of that target and out the other side in a millisecond. Get ready. Now you're out the other side of that target, just drifting in a space of bliss. And as you drift in that state of bliss, I would like for you to just imagine the faces of the people that you love and people that love you. Now feel that love as if it were the burning hot sun in the summer sky. Now shrink that sensation down to a white hot ball of light the size of a golf ball, and put that wonderful ball of light into the very core of your being. That's right. And now feel that light and that love emanating out to every cell and fiber, into the very marrow of your bones, lifting you up, lighting you up. Now notice as you do that, every ounce of fear and or anxiety has gone from your mind and your body. Now imagine drifting to the other side of the room so that you can see, feel, or sense yourself sitting or lying there on that surface. You can see or sense the clothes that you are wearing, and you can hear my voice. Now I want you to notice, as you watch or sense yourself from the other side of the room, how every ounce of that useless, unnecessary fear and or anxiety has gone from your body and mind. You cannot feel it. You cannot experience it. And as you watch, sense, or feel yourself from the other side of that room, just notice how every ounce of that useless, unnecessary fear and or anxiety has gone from your body and mind. You cannot feel it. You cannot ever experience it again. Now, I'd like for your unconscious mind to make those changes now, at a molecular level, a neuronal level, that will allow you that freedom forever. Go ahead and make those changes. Now, only when the unconscious mind knows it's made those changes and has allowed the conscious mind to accept those changes made, only then will you drift back over to your physical body, drop back down to where your body is on that supporting surface. Only then will your eyes open and you, unable to experience any useless, unnecessary fear and or anxiety, will come back to now. So go ahead and make those changes thoroughly at a molecular, cellular level and allow the conscious mind to accept those changes. Once you've drifted back over to your body and all those changes have been made in the unconscious mind, and the conscious mind has accepted those changes, only then will you be able to open your eyes with a beautiful smile on your face, feeling totally blissful, and come back to now. So take all the time necessary to make those changes. I'll wait. And when you feel in your conscious mind that all those changes have been made, you can just simply open your eyes and come back to now.